You say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
How that is now.
Okay. If somebody just never wants to do any work...
Lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Well, I call them yellowhammer, shirt tail, pepperwood, thrill.
Okay. A shirt tail? I never heard of that one.
He's white. He got a white, black wings and a white body and a red head.
When he pecks at a tree. Yeah.
That's right. I'll show it to you.
And all of these are the ones that peck on the tree.
That's right. All of them pecks on a tree.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a cricket, but...
Hopper grass.
Okay. What do you call an old house that spirits might live in?
Old house, what may live in
it? Spirits. Just an old rundown house, you know.
Well, I say old slavery time house.
Oh. No, but like, people wouldn't want to live there because they'd be afraid.
Old kind of call them hanging house.
Okay. Are there any of those around here?
Ain't none of them around here now. They're all done away with.
Have you ever had any trouble with haints or ghosts?
I see one time. Thought he's hanged. If he did not run so fast, made me thought he was hanged.
Well, what happened?
He looked like a dog to me. Moonshine like day, though. I see him. I followed him a piece and then turn around and come back and run.
Well, how'd you know it wasn't a dog?
Because they couldn't stop it.
They couldn't stop it?
No. I had been heard talking that dog at that place. Crossing the road. Crossing the road right in front of me. Long, slick black dog. Moonshine like day. I run no piece out the road trying to follow him, hollering at him. That dog, he nearly stuff just went straight on. My hair stood straight up. I reckon it did, I don't know.
That's the way it felt.
That way it felt like I kept putting my head down.
So then you took off?
I took off then.
Well, other people had seen this?
I didn't get tired till I got to the house.
And had other people seen this thing too?
Oh, a lot of people had seen it.
Uh-huh. Gee, that's strange.
Do you believe that? Do you believe in the spirit?
Well, I've never seen one, so I don't know. But you know, if so many people do, I think there might be something to it.
I've seen something twice in my life. When I was a child. Once I got married.
Well, was it a doll?
The first thing I saw was a girl. She used to come most of the evenings. We go get cows, you know. That evening she didn't come, and so my grandmother went with me. And we went look for cows, but we didn't find them. And we just followed a path, you know, go through the woods. And I was walking behind her. I said, "Granny, who is that coming down?" And she asked me, "Where?" It's right just by like the car. On the tree. I said, "Look, they done yonder the head, they done got behind the tree. They got behind the tree. You see, it come the head out." She said, "Why?" I said, "Don't you see the head?" She said she couldn't see it. That's all I saw. We had to go right by the tree or nothing left.
For goodness sake.
I caught her in April's drag. Right. I know we all want to be on in the front of
me. I don't blame you.
But Granny said, "Oh, you didn't see it." I didn't know. I was about 12 or 13. But I overheard her tell Mama Ella she must have saw something because she tried to show it to me. She couldn't have made that up.
What I was thinking was the good one.
But it seemed, it didn't look like her, and that's the reason I said, "Who is that coming out?" And after I thought, this person was all in white and just smut black. And a white hat on his head. This was just smut black.
Boy, that'd be enough to scare me.
I couldn't show it to her. It just plainly me is looking out there on that car, right in the front.